then we'll dock some bikes and get some.
Dan Pearl and Evan Levine are lining up a collection of bikes on Midland Avenue in downtown Basalt.
We just fired up our satellite station here in Basalt and plugged in some bikes, and now we're going to do some testing and make sure we can check them out. So I'm going to use my RFID card here. And
this is one of more than 20 stations selectively placed in Basalt and Willits. The point is to make it easier for residents and visitors to get to bus rapid transit stations, or BRT, and then use the high-speed bus service operated by the Roaring Fork Transportation Authority.
You know, up in Aspen, we've got this large kiosk with a big screen and a credit card reader and a large solar panel. But we decided that for down here in Basalt and for these neighborhood communities, we needed a station that was smaller, lower profile.
The mechanism to release one of the bikes isn't working properly, so Pearl heads off to the main office to get that fixed. It's a problem that popped up at several stations and prompted WeCycle to delay the official opening until this past weekend. All the stations in Basalt and Willits are expected to be fully up and running by Monday. A short ways away, John Foucon stops by another small WeCycle station at the intersection of Midland and Two Rivers Road. He's testing out his membership card, and his bike pops out of the dock quickly.
I just wanted to get the card working, and it was really pretty easy.
Foucon uses WeCycle regularly in Aspen, where he works. He lives in Basalt, so Foucon is really excited to have the service closer by.
Oh, I plan on using it a lot, maybe to take it to the bus stop and back. You know, I take the bus to work.
Nationwide, the biggest bike share users are 30 to 40-year-old white men. In Aspen, there's a few more women than men using the service. But WeCycle wants to change that in Basalt and Willits. The nonprofit is working with the Carbondale-based Valley Settlement Project and won a $40,000 grant through the Better Bike Share Partnership to reach more Latino folks. WeCycle has hired new staff to help carry that out in the coming months. Elise Thatcher, Aspen Public Radio News.